Scott Feen runs a business in Chatham called Atlantic Workshop, Repurposing Redefined, a name that needs some clarification.
Above your head, we have glass, hand-blown glass buoys from a Japanese fishing fleet. Those are drilled, made into chandeliers.
Scott is standing in his shop. Everything here has been made from something else, and often you have no idea what the elements originally were. Now it all looks like art.
If it was just repurposed and made into a lamp, then it's not going to have a real long life cycle. People are going to get bored of it really quick. So making it into something that someone's going to say, wow, that makes a statement in my house, that's going to get them excited. And it's going to hopefully have a nice long lifespan with them.
Scott was living and working for 20 years in San Francisco for a media company. When he came back to the Cape with his family, Scott had an unusual opportunity. He got to reinvent himself.
So I made a conscious decision to do something that I really wanted to do, which really became my focus of reuse, repurpose, and recycle.
The Atlantic Workshop was founded 5 years ago, and Scott produces pieces every day. So far, in this five-year period, he thinks he's made about 5,000 pieces.
It's based on the principles of reusing the number one most non-recycled piece of the American culture, which is furniture. We'll go and take houses apart, barns, boats, you name it. We'll go after it.
Scott's workshop feels like a grown-up playground. A birdcage, handrails, banisters, bed frames, pillars, lamps. It's almost overwhelming. Every drawer filled with odds and ends.
Loaded with all sorts of things. And though they look like something that's probably pretty disgusting, but that's solid bronze. And once I polish that, the color is gold and copper, and they're just beautiful.
All this is in a 30 by 50 foot space with 40 foot ceilings and stairs that go to a second level Scott added on.
My favorite spot in my workshop. Come on, let's go.
Up the stairs, it's created a second story inside the workshop. This is what we call the catwalk. This area has a swing open gate, which is locked right now, but it swings wide open so we can bring really, really big items up here. And this is my office.
The office is 12 feet in the air and created entirely of glass windows that have been salvaged from a local Cape Cod bank.
So we took all the windows down, made the floor. The floor is supported by a church door underneath us. The roof is covered in old sailfish sails. And I have a bar light from downtown Boston that's been all polished up with milk glass, a big drafting table.
Now people around Chatham know Scott and tip him off to good stuff they think he could repurpose. But he only takes what really inspires him.
What I really love doing is finding that obscure piece and somebody's just like, I have no idea what to do with this. Let's just throw this away. Taking that and just having a vision for it.
So it doesn't make you sad to give these things then away that you worked on for a couple of months. I mean, yeah, I guess you get kind of a relationship.
You do. It's absolutely, you have a relationship with the piece. It is tough. It really is. I'd love to fill my house with some of the fun stuff that we make. But at the end of the day, there's two little tiny mouths that need to be fed. So
lobster traps become lamps. Boat hulls become wall sculptures. Potholes become ice buckets. And
the nets that you see are all from a Canadian fishing fleet. And those are used for all sorts of different things, from patina on paint. We can paint over them and make almost a lace pattern on top of furnishings. Also used for drawer liners, all sorts of different pieces. I can use that and make it into something fun.
As much as furniture or decoration, Scott Feen has repurposed his own life when he moved back east, and he doesn't regret a minute of it.
But it's for you, it's realizing a dream.
Absolutely. I don't come to work. That's the nice thing. Never, ever feel like I'm coming to work. That I really enjoy.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Dina Rothenberg in South Chatham.